like to. I can put you in a wheelchair or something.
It's gonna be where I can have a voice.
What have you got? You got a master's, haven't you?
Got a master's in American history.
Have you got a doctor's?
No, I haven't. You, know,
you act like a PhD.
I guess coming from you, that's not very complimentary. I'm sorry, I'm trying to change my habits.
Has the little Tommy had any more great days since that swimming pool?
He had a great day every day now, but he hadn't had any of that great.
Well, I think at this rate, probably be better. I don't care. I'll do it either way you say.
Well, I believe we'll do it this way, but I'll talk to Dave once more.
You do it. I don't want to be sure that he doesn't think we're running out on him or trying to take his life and play with it. Just tell him I'm ready to do anything all the way, even if I thought he's wrong. And I have no strong convictions one way or the other on most of this, except I just wish we had some talkers and hell raisers on our side. And we've got three or four of the best in the Senate, but we don't use them, and we've got to bribe them a little bit. We've got to tell Morris we'll help him. Humphrey's in pleading with me last night to go out and dedicate a dam and pull all the stops out and help Morris, show them how they're going to remake the Columbia Basin and stuff like that. And I said, that's asking a lot of me to go and ask Morris to do something. But he has been right on all of our domestic. Anybody in the world that's ever violated the separate branches, legislating the executive, it's Morris. By God, he sits on all these boards and runs them and threatens these railroads and everything else as a United States Senator. And these damned. So I don't think that's much different than Fortas Reed and the Civil Service Amendment, do you? We could get him tuned up. Labor said they would do it. And we could ever get somebody like that. It's a Brooks working on him from the other side. And then we get old Albert Gore invoking the rules up there. Let him be a floor leader. He wanted to be something all of his life. He never has commanded over three people. He starts out with 80 and he'll lose them. The second day he'll be down to three.
I didn't know he ever had three.
Well, he just usually winds up Mike Monroney, but Mike's busy now. He's going to get beat if we don't do something. Better keep the Democratic Senate.
We'll be cranking hard with all those guys.
Get somebody that can write some mean damn speeches that allege some things that they've got to deny. Let them do some research. Senator Wirtz said that told me one time that he had to allege in a truck here at Texpire Night come to old John Carpenter. He was alleging a bunch of things, and I just kept saying, well, Senator, is that true? Is that true? And he said, well, did you hear about the boy sleeping with the hog? Said, no. Well, said that they charged him with it in the campaign. He said, God, that's not so. No, but said, make the son of a bitch spend the afternoon denying it at the barbecue. And said, that's what you've got to do. You've got to employ their resources and their talents doing research instead of attacking you. And we don't ever keep them busy. I'd find some reason that Griffin's in this thing. I don't think anybody's ever pointed out that Griffin said a week before the appointment that he was against anybody's appointment. He wasn't worried about pornography. Anybody look at his face and tell he's not, that doesn't bother him, pornography. He was just worried that, by God, he couldn't make a partisan political deal out of the Chief Justice. And the Republican Chief Justice hadn't delayed it and played politics with it until he could get in. Now that's what he said. He said it days before we even decide to name for it. Somebody ought to point that out. It's not pornography and it's not reading the Secret Service Amendment. It's just one damn thing. I heard you say it on the radio. I don't know how they got the statement out of you, but somebody got a corkscrew and worked on you, and they said, hey, Ramsey Clark admitted this morning there's two things that the civil rights boys didn't like things going, and they were practically solid. 20 out of 22 down there. And the others were political. And they were not against Fortas, they just against anybody. That's what Griffin and his 18 men were. Didn't they come out against anybody before Fortas' name?
Sure. Nixon, too.
And Nixon, too.
And the next president ought to.
That's
he
right.
Did it just about an hour before 40.
And that's just cheap politics. Now, somebody ought to make that thing, let the people see that that's what this fight's about, and let us don't get them covered up with a red herring here. Camouflage. A lot of falses. Let's get down there and get underneath and see what's there. And if you just get about two good past speechwriters over there, bar them from Goldwater for the weekend, turn them loose next week while we'll move.